welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And this week, I want to talk about the one thing you can't do if you want to pass the academy. And I'm going to focus on the academy, but it also is the same thing you can't do if you're going to CTI school. You can't do if you're going to advanced ATC. You can't do if you're in training at your first facility, your second facility, your third facility. The one thing you cannot do if you want to succeed as an air traffic controller. Okay? And it is something that you're going to have to deal with at some point. I guarantee you, you will have to deal with it. And I have seen it in my career, myself, at various places and at various times during my career. And I've seen it in students when I was in Oklahoma City. I've seen it in trainees when I was at Fort Worth Center. And I see it still. And so, you know, I know we're only a couple minutes in, and you're probably wondering what that one thing is you can't do. Well, the one thing you cannot do, and it's going to sound simple, and then I'll unpack it a little bit. The one thing you cannot do as an air traffic controller is give up. Like I said, it sounds simple. Don't give up. Just two words. But I guarantee you, at some point, whether you're at the academy or whether you're at a CTI school, whether you are in the military, whether you are training at a facility somewhere, at some point, you are going to feel like giving up is the best option. And I'll be quite honest, there are times when it is. But, and that is a big but, capitals, that is the rare occurrence. Now, one thing, let's focus on the academy. One thing that the academy does, and one thing that the FAA actually does a fairly good job of, I don't know if it was intentional. It might have been intentional. It might be wholly unintentional. But one thing they do is they're going to put you in situations where you are going to fail. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to be behind the curve. However you want to say it, it's going to happen. And it's probably going to happen more than once. Okay? Your job, and really what the FAA wants you to understand about this particular job and this particular career, is you are going to have moments where you feel like giving up. Like I said, I've had those in my life, in my career, as an air traffic controller. I've had that feeling several times. Okay. And what separates the great controllers and the good controllers from people who struggle is you don't give up. And let's go back to the academy. Like I said, the FAA is going to put you in situations in your time at the academy, whether you're en route, tower, TRACON, it doesn't matter. They're going to put you in positions where you feel like there is no way you belong there. No way that you even belong in that classroom. They are going to knock you down because ultimately they want to build you back up in a certain way. Okay. Now, like I said, I'm not sure that this was wholly intentional on their part. But I have seen it many, many times. Many times. I saw it so much in my 5 years in Oklahoma City. I have seen it in trainees at just about every facility I've worked at. At some point, you're going to question your ability. At some point, you're going to question whether you even need to be in that classroom. And like I said, sometimes that's a decent question. Sometimes it's a legitimate question. But most of the time, it's not. One thing to remember about the academy, especially if you're coming in with little to no experience in air traffic, is one thing to remember is the academy is set up to take you from no knowledge to enough knowledge to pass. But there's only one way that that can happen, and that's if you don't give up. The only way to allow yourself to go from day one of basics, knowing very little, 4 weeks later, you know enough to take the test to pass basics. The next day, you start either terminal, tower, or en route. And one thing to remember, regardless of the option that you're in, is day one is not when the FAA is going to determine if you pass. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But I cannot tell you how many students I have seen that expect to be at a certain level the first week that they're in the en route classroom. And when they are not at that level, they start to doubt themselves. And that's when they first entertain the thought of giving up. And I have been in a situation as a lead for a class when a student came up and said they were thinking about quitting. And I know I've talked about it on the podcast before, but we tried to convince the student that it was a bad day and that everyone had a bad day. It was a particular day in non-radar lab where everybody pretty much has a bad day. It's designed that way. So you have to understand, and if you're going through the academy right now and you're entertaining these thoughts of, do I even belong here? You have to understand that's part of what the FAA is trying to do, because they have to determine if you are going to stick it out, if you are going to keep trying, even when it looks like there's no way of accomplishing your goal. And there are going to be times in life, there are going to be times in your air traffic career, when it's going to appear like there is no way for you to accomplish your goal. And I'm here to tell you, having been through that myself, that there is a way. I spent 26 years in the FAA as an air traffic controller. And each facility I went to, I had to, you know, not just go through training, but I had to get to the point where I believed I deserved to be there. Each facility. And believe it or not, it was more so at the second and third facility than it was at the first. But I had to get to the point, and even after I certified, I had to get to the point where I truly believed that I deserved to be there and that I could do the traffic that that facility had. And so I've been there. And it would have been very easy to have made the decision not to go forward, not to keep trying. And I understand sometimes feeling that way. I'll tell you, there are days when I feel that way even now. Not about the air traffic, but about other things that are going on in my life. You know, and I feel like, is it worth continuing to try? And then invariably, something happens, and I get blessed by someone letting me know how much they appreciate what I'm doing. And that's happened throughout my life. And one thing you have to realize about going through the academy as a student is it is designed to eliminate people who may struggle at the job, who may struggle as an air traffic controller. And I'm here to tell you that that's actually okay. It's okay, because do you really want a job that you're going to be at for 20, 25 years that you struggle at? And sure, you may eventually get to the point where you struggle less, and then you feel confident. But should it take 5-10 years to get to that point? And that's one thing that the FAA is doing. Like I said, I don't know if it's intentional, but it's what the Academy does. So, one thing you have to do is understand that you are going to fail at the Academy. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to not understand the concept. You are going to make a wrong decision. It's going to happen. They have not had a student yet that has gone through the entire program and not made a single mistake. You are going to make a mistake. You are going to make an error. You are going to have a bad day. And like I said, more than likely, you're going to make quite a few of them. But like I've also said on this podcast before, when you're going through the non-radar lab, when you're going through the radar lab, it is practice. Make mistakes. Make errors. Try things. And if you're in non-radar and you can't figure something out, well, then try something. Do something. Make that instructor try and figure out what in the world did they just do? And is that an error or not? I'm going to have to figure that out. Make them think. That's what they're there for. Make mistakes. You're going to. The key to getting through the Academy is learning from those mistakes. And not letting those mistakes define who you are. Because they don't. They don't say anything about you. The mistakes don't say anything about who you are or what you're going to become. Or whether you're going to become an air traffic controller or not. What answers those questions is how do you respond to the mistakes. And I've told every single class I've been a part of, I've told every single student that I've worked with, I've talked about it on this podcast several times. You're going to make mistakes. What the FAA wants to see and find out about each and every one of you is what do you do when you know you made a mistake? Do you give up? Do you unplug? Or do you keep going? Do you determine that that's the only mistake I'm going to make on this run? Do you determine that you're just not going to let that one mistake define you? And define who you are, define what kind of controller you're going to be. You have to keep going. And when you're working with live traffic and you make a mistake, whether you're working a tower, TRACON, center, it doesn't matter. You're going to make mistakes, even as a CPC, not even just as a trainee. You can be fully certified in your facility. You're going to make a mistake. So what do? When you make that mistake, you have two options. You can give up. And I can tell you, that's not an option. You can figure out how to make sure that people stay safe. That's what you have to do. Now, at the academy, you're not dealing with real people on the airplanes. But you are dealing with a real person, and that is you. And you have to understand that you are going to mess up. You're going to get some things wrong. It's going to happen. It happens to every single person who goes through that program. I guarantee it. 100%. I would risk every nickel and dime that I have to my name because I know it's 100%. You're going to mess up. The key is, what do you do? The key is, what do you do? And it could be from day one, day two, probably. I doubt you're going to get many questions from your instructor on day one. But day two, you start getting into things that are important. And they start asking questions. Okay. You didn't quite follow when the instructor went over it in the lesson. And so you give a wrong answer. And to some people, that's the worst thing that could happen. And I will tell you, I was one of them. High school, I had all the answers. I get to college, these professors would call on me. I remember one, freshman English. Oh, I never read the homework, so I didn't know the answers. And they were so into grammar. I liked to write, but the grammar was not my strong point. So I didn't know the answers when he would call. I ended up dropping the class. Okay. So I gave up on that class. And it took me another year and a half, I think, to get through freshman English. After that, I did okay. But my point is, there are going to be times. There are going to be times when, if you're in the in-route classroom, you're up at the board, you're trying to do strip marking and phraseology, you're trying to remember everything, and you're in front of a class. You're on the spot. And you're going to mess up. And hopefully you have a lead or a lead, whoever's doing the class, that understands that and will work with you and make sure that you do understand it. But it's going to happen. You're going to be in the non-radar lab. You're going to be in the tabletop lab for tower. You're going to be in the tower simulator. And you're going to do something that doesn't work. You are. It's going to happen. How do you deal with it? Well, as an air traffic controller, you have to understand that giving up is not an option. That's what makes us air traffic controllers. Giving up is not an option. You have to keep going. You have to keep working the problem until you find a solution. That's the only way out. It's the only way it's going to work. And I guarantee you, that's going to be hard to do first time you try and do it. Second time you try and do it, it'll be a little bit easier. Third time you have to do it, it's going to be a little bit easier even than the second time. It's going to get easier and easier. Because believe me, I've been doing air traffic control since 1988. That's when I first went to the academy. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I didn't even know they had airplanes back then. But in those years, I've made my share of mistakes. Come up with the wrong plan A. Had to go to plan B. Plan B wasn't much better than plan A. Let's go to plan C. And you keep working the problem. You keep trying to find a solution. It's not a video game. It's not something that's going to say, you know, game over, or you die in the video game and you repopulate. It doesn't work that way. This is air traffic control. This is the best job in the world. And it's a job where you're not going to be perfect. Some controllers think they are, but they're not. They just know how to paint themselves back out of the corner that they just painted themselves into. That is what an air traffic controller does. They don't give up because they can't give up. It's not an option. You have to keep working the problem. You have to keep getting better and better every day. And the academy, the en route portion, it's 12 weeks. 3 solid months of a fire hose of information being shot at you that you have to comprehend. And not just comprehend and take a test, you have to turn around and show them that you understand what they gave you. And that you can do it. That's what makes it so difficult. So one thing you have to do is you have to decide before you get to the academy. You have to decide. And I would even suggest writing it down on paper. Is giving up an option for you? Or is it not? Is giving up an option? And if it's not, write down that it is giving up. I will not give up. I want this dream more than anything. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get and reach that dream. Giving up is not an option. And if you do that, then you'll be able to face those bad days that you are going to have at the academy. You're going to have them. You're going to have them. It's a guarantee. Every student does. At least once. I would say the average for most students is half a dozen to a dozen days that they come home, shake their heads, and go, why am I here? Well, you have to determine beforehand that you're not going to let those days change the course that you're on. You have to decide ahead of time. I'm going to see it all the way through. And I may not pass at the end, but I'm going to give it every last bit of energy and effort that I have. Okay? So, again, thank you guys so much for continuing to listen, continuing to let me be on my little soapbox here. I hope it helps. If you are having one of those days, then one thing that can help is to have someone to talk to. And I've said it on many a podcast, and I'll say it again. You need to have someone to talk to outside the class. Okay? It can be a family member. It can be a loved one. It can be a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, a friend. It can be anyone that will sit there and listen and let you get out what you need to get out. And if you need someone like that, please email me. Okay? Tom Haynes at sidebysideatc.com. Email me. We'll talk. Or we'll email back and forth, or we'll text. I'll give you my phone number. We can text back and forth. But don't give up. Giving up's the one mistake you can't come back from. It's the one thing you do that you can't come back from. Okay? So again, thank you guys for listening. And please let me know. Even if you have gotten past those bad days or you haven't had any bad days, just let me know. Just send me an email. I'll send one back saying, hey, I'm glad, or, you know, this is how I got through that. And just let me know how things are going. But the one thing you can't do, if you want to pass, is give up. You're going to want to. But don't. Oh, to coin a phrase from Nike, just don't do it. Just keep going and keep going and keep going. Okay? So, hope you guys have a great week. Like I said, let me know where you are. There'll be a link in the show notes for the email, a link in the show notes for the website. I'm still working. I know the videos were supposed to be available. Run into some snags working on those. Still trying to get those available. It looks like it may be the middle of October. If you are at the academy and you need help, let me know. And I can go over stuff with you. Reinforce some things with you if you need. But let me know. Send me an email. We'll get together and get you the support you need. Okay? But have a great week. Remember, do not try to do this ATC journey on your own. And whether it's me or someone else, always have someone by your side. Until next week, goodbye.